I think that is one of the major problems, especially in the implementation matrix of the indigenization drive, that we are not even aware of the names of people that have actually benefited since this program actually started about 3 years ago. And as a result, without that information, we believe that at least there is an element of secrecy that is meant to starve the members of the public of actually who is actually benefiting from this program. And this is the reason why people actually have an inference that it is actually benefiting the few with a certain political connection. And it is quite very unfortunate. And unless and until the ministry has come up with a transparent policy, there's a very serious indictment in the manner in which it is implementing this, and people are not going to have any confidence in the manner in which the policy has actually been implemented from its inception.
Can one go to the company records and access these records? Is it possible, or people are using France?
It is not very clear now, because even when negotiations have gone through, most of those records do not reflect the company registry to reflect the change in the shareholding structure. So it's something also which is a problem. But what is very important is that as an accountability process, the ministry should have actually been publishing in the local newspapers who has actually benefited, which company has complied, to what extent has it complied, and to whom has it actually disposed of the controlling stake in line with the indigenization policy. But that information is not forthcoming.